10,000 AI agents were reportedly spun up to work in parallel during a recent experiment that also claims partial progress on the Navier-Stokes Millennium problem. Welcome to Debug the Hype. I'm Alex Morgan, and the show is not affiliated with Reddit or any subreddit. I curate what the online communities are talking about. Today is September 10th, 2026. Stick with me. What looks like two geeky headlines actually asks a much bigger question about who checks AI when it starts doing the work we prize most: proof, discovery, and experiment. A developer posted an open-source remote desktop control tool that lets autonomous agents see and act on a user's PC. A practical step for automation, but one that security teams flagged immediately. One industry analysis mentioned the attacker kill chain compressing to as little as 10 to 30 minutes when remote access and agentic tooling are combined. The poster's release is useful for builders and dangerous unless you force strict session logging, least privilege rules, and immutable audit trails. Watch this because it's the sort of building block that makes useful automation cheap and makes exploitation cheaper too. A demo of visual dashboards for the OpenClaw personal AI framework went up this week showing permissions, session history, and tool usage in plain sight. The project says the interface keeps you from having to use command line only. That's concrete progress for observability. The demo showed a permissions view and an activity timeline that persistently logs which plugins ran and when. Still, security researchers have repeatedly warned about indirect prompt injection and exposed dashboards in this ecosystem. The dashboard helps, but only if you pair it with sandboxing and a supply chain policy. Keep an eye on uptime and telemetry. Sudden user growth can turn a local toy into an internet-facing target overnight. A benchmark posted in the Singularity community claimed DeepSeek v4.1 Flash hit roughly 98% of Astra's performance while running at about 1.4% of the cost per inference. Those are specific numbers: 98% performance, 1.4% cost, and if independently validated, they change deployment economics for a lot of companies. Caveat: benchmarking methodology matters, and community reaction ranged from cautious optimism to benchmarks don't equal safety or robustness. If the numbers hold up, expect more startups to move from renting expensive inference to running efficient, cheap models in production. But watch for follow-up tests and safety stress tests before anyone bets the house on that cost claim. What shifted this week is not simply that an AI system was involved in math or that agent swarms are being scaled. It's that the two stories started to meet in real claims about discovery. In one thread circulating through the Singularity community, two human mathematicians said AI played a great deal of help on progress toward the Navier-Stokes existence and smoothness problem, one of the Clay Mathematics Institute's Millennium Problems and $1 million prize. Separately, a report attributed to a major lab claimed they used an internal model plus roughly 10,000 coordinated agents to reach partial results in a matter of days. Those are distinct claims, but together they force us to ask, when an industry lab and agent swarm accelerate a result, who verifies it, who gets credit, and how do we trust the chain of reasoning? Start with the stakes. Navier-Stokes is not a pop science puzzle. It's a foundational question in partial differential equations and fluid dynamics that underpins turbulence modeling and many engineering calculations. The Clay Prize attaches not just money, but prestige and a rigorous verification process that historically requires detailed peer review and community scrutiny. Reports that a solution was found in hours raise two immediate testable things: provenance, did humans or machines produce the key insights, and reproducibility, can independent teams follow the steps and reach the same derivations. On both counts, what we heard so far is still preliminary and reported from inside online forums and company statements. That means we should treat the claim as potentially important, but far from settled. Now add the technology vector, multi-agent systems at scale. The 10,000 agents discussion isn't hyperbole designed for clicks. It's a real architectural choice that some labs are exploring. The idea is to decompose a giant proof search into many specialist processes. Some agents hunt for conjectures, others check algebraic manipulations, a subset runs numerical experiments, and another subset synthesizes plausible lemmas. That division of labor mimics a human research group. Think hundreds of grad students and postdocs, each focused on a niche, except the agents can iterate orders of magnitude faster and in parallel. The upside is obvious. You can brute force exploration across many paths and eliminate human tedium like checking tedious algebra or generating counterexamples. But speed surfaces new failure modes. First, hallucinations at scale. If a single agent hallucinates a lemma, and that hallucination propagates because a dozen downstream agents accept it as true, you can get cascading, consensus-like errors that look convincing but are false. Second, provenance and opaque tooling. When agents exchange structured artifacts, code, LaTeX drafts, or symbolic manipulation outputs, you need deterministic logs that a human can audit. The lab reports we've seen mention internal models and internal agent orchestration, but not full public logs or independently reproducible notebooks. In other words, the provenance story is thin.
What do communities on and off Reddit worry about? For supporters, these systems are proof of concept for an accelerator. Tedious subproofs get automated, search scales beyond human endurance, and model-assisted intuition can point humans at high-value directions faster. One commonly repeated point, automation shortens time to insight. Critics counter that the scientific method requires independent verification and transparent argument chains. In the math world, a claimed proof isn't accepted until experts read, reproduce, and often simplify it. If most of the creative steps live inside proprietary models or ephemeral agent interactions, the path from claim to accepted theorem is blocked. That friction also matters for prizes, authorship, and incentives. The Clay Institute and the broader math community need to adapt definitions. Who is an author when an AI produces key lemmas? Do we revise rules so model-assisted papers list both human steerers and the systems used, with appendices containing unredacted logs? Some ethicists and policy scholars argue for mandatory artifact publication. Models, agent scripts, random seeds, and all intermediate outputs, the kind of reproducibility package you'd see in computational biology. Others push back on commercial labs' legitimate concerns about intellectual property and trade secrets. The tension isn't hypothetical, it's practical and already shaping community discourse.
Then there's the compute and environmental angle. Running tens of thousands of agents in parallel is not free. The raw cost of inference multiplied across many agents, plus the orchestration overhead, produces real energy and monetary bills. That's not an abstract critique. Anthropic and other groups have published model hardware standards precisely because agents that drive lab instruments or manufacturing lines need hardware specs, safety interlocks, and fail-safe designs. When an agent swarms and access real-world actuators, the risk profile changes from incorrect theorem to incorrect command. Imagine a computational biology agent that misinterprets a protocol and submits a flawed command to a real sequencer. The consequences are no longer confined to a paper. So what would good governance look like for this new class of claims? A few concrete building blocks are worth debating publicly right now. 1. Mandatory reproducibility packages for high-impact claims. If you assert a partial or full solution to something like Navier-Stokes, provide a package that includes the human-readable proof, the agent-level transcripts, and the software stacks plus seeds required to replay agent behaviors. That would allow third parties to validate, reproduce, and isolate where machine contributions appear. 2. Signed and tamper-evident logs. Use cryptographic signing of agent outputs and a public ledger of exchanges so that downstream reviewers can examine the exact sequence of messages that produced a purported lemma. Without that, you get plausible accounts of what agents did, but no way to audit.
3. Third-party verification labs. Just as experiments in biology sometimes go through independent labs, we'll need independent verification hubs with compute resources and a mandate to replicate agentic discovery pipelines without access to proprietary training data. Funding agencies and philanthropic foundations could play a role here. 4. Clear authorship norms. Journals and prize committees should adopt standards that require explicit attribution of model types, agent orchestration, and the names of responsible humans. This mirrors current pushes in computational fields to list data curation, code contributors, and analysis authorship as separate credits. Those sound like bureaucratic details, but they directly impact incentives. Labs that can claim discovery without releasing artifacts may gain market advantage and talent churn, Labs that open their work risk wider scrutiny, but also stronger community trust. The mathematician community historically prizes transparency and rigor over speed. That cultural norm may serve as a check against premature celebratory headlines. Let me bring this down to a concrete hypothetical to illustrate the intersecting risks and remedies. Suppose Lab A runs 10,000 agents overnight and posts a blog headline saying, "Partial proof found." The math community asks for the details. Lab A responds with a white paper that contains high-level summaries and selected agent transcripts, but not the raw agent logs or the exact model weights. Independent teams try to reproduce and fail because the agent orchestration depends on an internal scheduler and a bespoke random seed pattern. The claim remains unresolved. Media coverage continues. Lab A benefits reputationally and commercially in the short term, while the scientific community loses the chance to scrutinize and build on the work. Contrast that with Lab B, which publishes everything. The scheduler code, the orchestration graphs, agent transcripts, and a reproducibility repo that any research team can run on cloud credits supplied by Lab B. The verification process takes weeks, but the community converges on either acceptance or a corrected version of the result. Over time, Lab B gains deeper trust and the field benefits. That difference in practice, openness versus opacity, will shape who writes the textbooks. There are also technical levers to reduce hallucination cascades and improve auditability inside agent swarms. A few I want to flag: redundant cross-checking. Make sure multiple independent agents verify any proposed lemma before it advances. If three separate checkers fail to reproduce a step, flag it for human review. Deterministic subroutines for symbolic work. Use smaller, fully deterministic symbolic algebra engines for manipulations that require absolute correctness and reserve LLMs for heuristic search. Human-in-the-loop gatekeeping for high-impact outputs. Require explicit human sign-off when the system marks a result as novel or worthy of publication. And modular, explainable submodels for justification. Rather than one opaque network, structure the pipeline so that a justification module produces human-readable reasoning chains tied to specific code paths.
Reddit threads reflect these practical trade-offs. In the Singularity community, pro-AI commenters cheer fast iteration and imagine how agent swarms could speed discovery in experimental biology or climate modeling. Others, including people with math backgrounds present in the thread, push back hard. They demand source notebooks, cryptographic attestations, and independent peer review before accepting bold claims. That split matters because it's not an ideological fight over whether AI is useful. It's an operational fight over the norms we accept for discovery. One last point on incentives and prizes. The prize infrastructure itself needs to adapt. The Clay Institute and similar bodies will have to decide if an AI-assisted or agent-produced solution qualifies for a prize that historically rewards individual human ingenuity and published proof. That decision is not merely ceremonial. It will set precedent for how labs allocate resources. If prizes can be claimed by opaque, proprietary pipelines, we risk concentrating rewards among labs that can pay for compute and secrecy. If prizes require open reproducibility, we risk discouraging commercial investment in discovery. There's no easy answer, but the conversation needs to be public, not confined to corporate press releases. To be clear, none of this is an argument for halting agentic research. The possibility that AI can help crack hard problems is exciting and real. The argument is that discovery at machine scale forces us to redesign the institutions of verification, reproducibility, and credit. Right now, Reddit threads, lab blog posts, and a handful of reports are raising the alarm and the opportunity at the same time. The practical next step is to insist on reproducibility packages for high-impact claims and to fund neutral replication lanes that can independently replay agentic experiments.
If you're a researcher or product leader listening, start building the audit pass now. Signed logs, reproducibility containers, and human sign-off gates. Because the first lab that pairs speed with transparency will set the community standard. If you're a regulator or funder, consider supporting third-party verification capacity so the math community and the public can trust what these systems claim.
And if you're a curious person in an online forum watching the headlines, push for evidence, not applause. If AI is going to help us solve century-old problems, we need verification practices that are as rigorous as the math itself. I'm Alex Morgan from Debug the Hype.